Thank you. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
on the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Christmas ends a day too soon. I wish I had more time with you, but all that's left to me are just memories of the kindness of your company. All good wishes and Christmas kisses are gone without a warning. Christmas ends a day too soon. I wished I could have stayed with you, but winter brings 10,000 things we wish we did not have to do. Back to working while my heart's hurting, peace and love will exist through the year, joy and cheer come with hope till next Christmas is here. Christmas ends a day too soon, in photographs we'll find in June. A smile, a cheer, I'm glad you're here, where love and laughter fill the room. All good wishes and Christmas kisses will greet you in the morning. All of this is a wish, peace and love will exist.
Hold on there, little shaver. Have your tickets ready. WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Some things I despise. Replace you with a gum bruise. Monkey! Nobody that would vacate to its own life.